on the second part of our Capital Call program this morning, talking with Representative Judd Strom. And I know it's been a busy week for you in committees and on the floor. What can you tell me about your week so far?
Well, tell you what, Mr. Terribilletti, for the second week in a row, some sessions began. I've arrived at the Capitol at 7 a.m. on Monday, and the next thing you know, at 6 p.m. on Thursday, and everybody's left the building. So it's really just, it's just kind of head spinning down at the Capitol. But the things we're getting done in that time are just incredible. The 57th legislature is just stacked with great people that are there to make a positive difference in the lives of all the Oklahomans, and I've just certainly been glad to represent the people of District 10 as we move forward.
Committee work or bills on the floor, what highlighted the week for you that you want to talk to your listeners about?
We've had some pretty important bills pass over on the floor this week. You know, we, of course, passed the constitutional carry 2597, and, we really, everyone down there just really gave it a lot of thought, and it was certainly controversial, but I spent the week on the phone calling constituents, talking to law enforcement, talking to public safety officers, school officials, and just everyone I could. And overwhelmingly, District 10 supported the bill, and so I did too on the floor. As far as committee work, I ran on the promise of finding best practices for government and creating efficiencies in government. So I was absolutely pleased to be seated on the newly created House Committee on Government Efficiency. And we've worked on everything from making it easier for government agencies to convey information to citizens to making it easier to get birth and death certificates. So you go into those committees and it's just amazing to come out of those and see the things you've been able to get done.
And for those people who are looking, for instance, those death certificates so they can file them with a life insurance claim for the deceased, that's important work because it speeds that process along for them.
It is, and we're moving from a time where everything was kind of done by mail or you had to go down to the Capitol or something to get that done. And now, if you need a birth certificate, say your kid's trying to play baseball or something, we're moving to a situation where we can do that kind of stuff electronically, and we're working hard to get that done to make things like that easier for people here. I did have one story from committee. I was in a meeting with the delegation of Bartlesville teachers, and Senator Daniels and Representative Fincher, we scheduled this meeting, and I got a text message from the chair of the Education Committee. And it said, "Mr. Strom, we're ready to hear your bill." I had a bill that was supposed to come up this next week, so it was a week early. But not wanting to lose a place in line, right there at the beginning, I jumped up out of the meeting, excused myself, ran through the Capitol, about 1,000 people with a 3x5 note card, writing all the notes I could remember on the bill off the top of my head, stepped into, of course, being a Common Education Committee meeting. It was packed with people, and I stepped in, and they recognized me, and I ran down through my spiel, I guess, and got a unanimous vote to move my bill out of committee and onto the floor. And so I excused myself from that meeting and back through the Capitol and went back to my meeting with my Bartlesville delegation of educators. So I had a pretty exciting my first time trying to get a bill through a committee, so I was really pleased to win through all right.
A year from now, you'll be an old hand at that, but the first time, it can be pretty difficult to move things along, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Working with the education community, and I know that that's going to be the word of the year, I think, again this year, but a pretty positive relationship, according to what I hear from the school board members, as far as what they believe. They've got good, clear communications lines with you and Mr. Fincher.
Oh, absolutely. I'm almost daily, I talk to someone from Bartlesville or Dewey, Copan, Nowata, in the education community. And really, a lot of the people down there are operate just like I do. I mean, in the 57th legislature, we're really paying attention to what our educators need at home and trying to get those things done. We've got a bill coming up, I think McCall's bill. We're working on another raise for educators. We're working on trying to get more money into the classroom. And so keeping those communication lines open with the people on the ground is pretty important to all of us.
It is. I need to move along and talk to Mr. Fincher as well, but thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll try to do this face-to-face next time.
Absolutely. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. Judd Strom with us on a Capital Call program this morning.